The Streets Don't Love You Back radio show started in 2009 by Rob and Lucinda, and it is still currently going on really strong. If you would like to be a guest on the show, advertise any brand or product that you have, or get your music played, you can contact us at our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And thanks again for your continued support. We do appreciate it.
Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Floyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, hottest radio show worldwide. We got my main man in the building, Mr. Rick, and he's going to come in and formally introduce himself. Welcome to the show, Mr. Rick.
How you doing, brother? Let me say it's a pleasure to be on your show, man, and it's a pleasure having a relationship with you. I'm the host of the original OGs, and what that is those are people that have started in life maybe on the right side or the left side, but today they're in a good space and they're trying to do things to help make this world a better place. We're going to first be releasing our podcast coming out. We don't have a release date yet, but we're also working on several other productions with Atlas. So, I mean, this thing is going to be hot, man. And I want to thank you for being the first one to introduce it to the public, because we had not been trying to do that. But you're such a great person, man. I wanted to do that.
Hey, we appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor to, you know, be rocking with you as well. And can you tell the viewers, you know, how God blessed us to meet and how this came about?
Oh, man. We were out in Los Angeles. I'm from Chicago. And we were at Snoop's mother's homegoing. And we were standing on the hill, and we just, I don't know, man, it was God, man. We just started talking. Next thing you know, we started talking about our past and what we were involved in. We exchanged numbers. We kept talking. You revealed to me that you had this radio program. Would I come on? And I was like, without a doubt, you know. And then you sent me some of the previous programs and productions you had been involved in and did interviews and things of that nature. And, wow, I thought they were really out of sight. We were talking about White Boy Rick, and I wanted to bring him on to our show, which I think we will do, thanks to you. And, man, one thing just led to another, brother, and we have created a very, very close friendship, man, and I just thank God for it. And I'm more than happy to be able to work with you, brother.
Hey, I appreciate that, brother. So tell the viewers a little bit about your past and how things came about that you wanted to really do this show. Let's touch up on that, you're growing up in Chicago.
Hey, when I came up in Chicago, man, I grew up in a Italian neighborhood with Italian mafia. They owned the whole neighborhood. I was the only white guy, I mean, the only black guy in that community. I was the first black guy in that community. And they, when you walked up and down our street, it looked like Italy. There were so many of them. And the neighborhood started to transition. They began to sell to black people. And at that point, black people started doing their thing. And next thing you know, the gangs were involved. And they were organizations then trying to do some positive things. Later became what we know it to be today. But I went through that. Went on to the military, got out. I became a hustler. I don't want to say a good hustler. I don't know if there's such a thing, but I was prominent. And I grew into that life, wind up going to the penitentiary several times, got involved in film once I got out with my partner. And over the years, I've been in film for about 20-something years. Over the years, we kept trying to develop something with other artists, and he and I came to the conclusion that we had what we needed in order to develop a production that would be positive for the community. And that's when we came up with the original OGs. Let me back up a little bit. When I say that I had been involved in film, I was one of the producers for the Archbishop Don Magic Wand for about 15 years. I was his personal manager, and I worked with God knows how many different artists. I'm friends with a lot of people. That's how you and I met, because I have a good relationship with Snoop, and we were there to support him, and he's supporting me in all that I do. So this thing developed in trying to, or not trying to, but developing a program which we call a movement that will allow us as OGs to be able to take responsibility of what's going on in our community so that we can try to make this world a better place. I hope I've kind of explained what you asked me.
Oh, yeah, you hit it right on the topic. And, you know, what would you like for people to get out of this program, the OG a movement program? What would you like people to take away from that?
We would like people, young and not old, but young and mature people. When I say mature, I'm talking about OGs. Your age doesn't make you an OG. what makes a person an OG is when they take their space and they begin to implement programs and begin to develop the community in a positive way. That's what we want out of this. And we want the young people to be able to look toward that so that they can become aspiring OGs so that they can run the community. You know, this is not about gangsters. You know, when I grew up, I used to call my, and I'm sure you did too, call my mother, well, you know, OG. You know, if you ask me something, I say, well, I got to ask my OG. You know what I'm saying? And then that developed in my life, and they became gangsters. You know, we all played a part in that, or at least I did, you know. And today, the way that I see it with this program is what we're trying to develop is gentlemen. You know, when you think about the mafia, you know, you had killers at the lowest level taking care of different criminal activities, et cetera, et cetera. Once they hit a certain peak, then their hands didn't touch that. They were what we call shot callers. So we want to take the negative out of it and develop a situation whereas OGs can control positive situations in our community and in our lives.
And that's a great comment right there. And that right there, you know, we have to educate against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. Because like you just stated, anybody can be a certain age, but if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And what cool. you've brought to the table is a solution to a lot of problems that's in ghettos and suburbs across the country. It ain't just in the hood no more. This is a global situation that's going on. And I just want to thank you for blessing me and my wife to be a part of this. And, you know, for me to be a guest on your show, you know, coming from the streets of Detroit and doing the things that I had once did. And I got educated and now we're educating, you know, for others to make better choices because our choices wasn't all the greatest choices at the time because we wasn't educated. But now that we're educated, we're helping other people make better choices.
Yes, sir. You know, we have to take charge of our own situations. If we don't, brother, then they'll just continue to spiral out of control. We have enough people to be able to direct some of these young people to the space that they're trying to get to. You know, if you ask somebody, say, well, I ain't never been to Mississippi. How do I get there? Well, they would probably tell you, say, well, the best way to do that is get a map and take this
right.
road to this road. So that's what we're trying to create. Like you just said, you know, as young people, we didn't make the best choices because we lacked information. So we want
right.
to take the map and put the correct information in it so that younger people and people that are trying to be successful in society can look at that roadmap and say, well, okay, here's the best way to get there. I don't have to go over here and I don't have to go over there because that's going to take me off of my destination. Well, here's a direct way to get there. And the best way to do that in our situation is for brothers like yourself and myself and other brothers to explain how we got there, but the traps that we ran into in the process of getting there so that people can avoid those traps and make their journey a direct hit. That's the importance
My
of what
man.
We're doing.
My man, you know. So if someone wanted to get involved with what you have going on, Mr. Rick, what would be the best way for them to get involved with what you have going on to help the people?
Well, I would say you could call me. My number is 815-323-9675. Call me and leave me a message and we can talk. And if you meet the criteria to come on the show, then we would gladly have you on the show and talk about your and talk about how young people can avoid falling into these traps that are set out there in society. This is not a situation, you know, that we want to glorify all the negative things that someone may have did, like done, like myself. We want to expound on the positive things that you're doing now. We will look at the negative things so that we can tell people, hey, these are the things you might want to avoid because they're very costly. You know, there are some of our people that are either dead or doing a long time or life in prison. That's what we're going to try to help you avoid. And then we're going to look at the things that we're doing now, like yourself, the positive things that you're doing to be able to guide people towards success if they're willing to put the patience in it.
And that's the bottom line, you know. And definitely, Mr. Rick, we definitely was honored to have you here at the show and to speak on all that. And do you have anything else you would like to say to the people?
I just want them to be looking forward to seeing and watching the original OGs. This is a program that you definitely want to watch. I mean, some of the people that you're going to see are going to be very amazing people. And there are people like yourself and myself who have taken that journey, and they're doing some very positive things now. And we're connected to all of these people one way or the other. So they're going to have something to say to you that you're going to be able to relate to and say, hey, okay, that was a jewel right there. Let me watch out for that so that I'm not caught up in a bad situation. So tune in, be looking for the original OGs hosted by Mr. Rick, and I promise you, you're going to get exactly what you're looking for.
My man. Any shout-outs you would like to give, Mr. Rick, to anybody before we close out?
Well, I want to shout-out to my partner, Delvin, who's a he's a brilliant guy with film. He's a film producer. He's just brilliant. Also want to shout-out to Atlas, Alex, over at Atlas Entertainment. We're doing some really, really great things with them, a huge company, and they've given us the opportunity to be able to take this vehicle into our community to save some lives and redirect people into a positive way of living. My wife, I want to shout out to my wife. I love you, my baby, partner, Cadillac. I don't want to take all day saying there's so many people, but those are people that are just connected to me, helping me push this thing to try to make it successful. And I want to thank you and your wife, brother, because you're doing some really, really fantastic things, and I appreciate you allowing the public to be able to hear about what we're getting ready to do here. Thank you.
Hey, we're blessed to have you. It was an honor. And once again, we send our love to your whole team and your whole family, and we look forward to working with you on this program. And God bless.
Hey, man, and please have me back, man, because this thing is just starting, brother.
As soon as that drop, we're going to have you back to speak on the first drop. But we, like I said, we're so honored to have you just to speak on it now to let the people know that you're on your way.
Thank you, brother.
All right, have a good one now. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you enjoy, brother. Peace.